This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, January 13th. These are the darkest days for baseball fans, still a month away from the college season opening, and even longer before the professionals get underway. But the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa is helping bridge the distance between winter and the boys of summer with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The exhibit, opening to the public Sunday, explores the relationship between music and baseball and examines a true passion of the center's namesake. Woody Guthrie was a big baseball fan, even writing a song about Yankee outfielder Joe DiMaggio. Leading the curation of the exhibit is Bob Santelli, the executive director of the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles. Last week, we reached him while he was in Oregon to ask him about the new exhibit.
It's really an exhibit that helps explain various elements of Americana. Woody Guthrie was a baseball fan, and that alone isn't reason enough to bring the exhibit to the Woody Guthrie Center. But as it expands its reach, meaning the center expands its reach, looking for things that tell a broader story of American culture, baseball and music, two things that Woody Guthrie is passionate about, are make for good candidates for an exhibit there. We borrowed some things from the Woody Guthrie Center. You know, Woody Guthrie had written about Joe DiMaggio. Mm-hmm. He was a big fan of Joe DiMaggio. Woody Guthrie had spent a lot of his time after leaving Oklahoma, in New York City, of course, living in Coney Island. And if you were around in the 30s and 40s, these were years when the Yankees were great. And Joe DiMaggio was the hero to so many people. So Joe DiMaggio plays a big part in the substantial part in the exhibit, and Woody Guthrie helps tell that story.
And as you mentioned, it's a broader sort of sense of Americana. I know that some of the other highlights from the exhibit include, I think there is a Jackie Robinson Telecaster. Is that right?
That's true. Not that Jackie Robinson owned it, right, but the Major League Baseball had it commissioned where they would honor Jackie Robinson's 100th anniversary, the centennial of his birth, which took place last January 31st. It's something that was portrayed as basically a respectful gift. Jackie was a big-time music fan and counted among his friends members of the Negro Leagues like Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige, Buck Leonard, and others. And, of course, Jackie played in the Negro Leagues, but he also hung out with a lot of jazz players from Kansas City when he was with the Monarchs, the Negro League team there. And later on, after he retired, he would hold house concerts and to raise money for civil rights movement in particular, and it would have people like Duke Ellington and others come and play, and people would listen and pay good money to do it, and the money would go to the civil rights movement. So Jackie's connection, Woody's connection to civil rights and race relations in this country, they all start to make sense when you put it into a broader picture.
And, of course, if you're going to talk about music and baseball and a connection, it's hard not to talk about the song that lends itself to the title of this exhibit, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Will that be represented?
It will. It will. We have not the original lyrics, but a very good scan of the original lyrics by Jack Norworth. They came from courtesy of the Baseball Hall of Fame up in Cooperstown. That's one, of course, their prize artifacts, and it was difficult to pry that from them, but they were kind enough to give us a scanned copy of it. And then we actually have sheet music, original sheet music from the time. So you get a sense of what the illustrations were, because back then when sheet music was prominent in American culture in the early part of the 20th century, sheet music was just as popular for the illustrations that were on the title of the song as much as for the music inside of it. So pretty cool. And people get a chance to use that song as a springboard for further exploration of the exhibit. However, the story of baseball music goes back farther than Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is in the early 1900s. The relationship the baseball music go back to the late 1840s or early 1850s, when baseball was really becoming a national game. And then eventually, of course, it becomes our national pastime.
There is something about baseball and popular music. I'm sure if we sit here long enough, we can think of a few hockey songs or a few basketball songs or maybe some with football, but not the breadth, the width, and depth of the relationship of baseball and music. Why do you think that is?
Oh, nothing comes close, actually. The only sport that comes close, believe it or not, is surfing.
Thanks
to the Beach Boys and many of the surf groups, you know. But and there's an exhibit there at some point. But no other sport has it. Even though hip hop is deeply connected to NBA basketball, it's not like hip hop artists are writing rhymes about major NBA stars or the game of basketball. Doesn't happen with any degree of regularity. However, with baseball being the national pastime, baseball being the number one sport in America right on up until the early 1960s when the NFL started to basically flex its muscles, and then again with the birth of the Super Bowl in the mid-1960s. But before that, baseball was connected to so many things, from advertisements to pop culture to movies to songs to fashion. This was a very, very deeply impactful sport on American culture. And it's no surprise that hundreds of songs have been written about baseball. And I would suggest that those come to the exhibit, check out our baseball jukebox, because you can go up there and I think we have about 60 or 70 different songs on the jukebox, and you could pick any one, some of the most obscure things that you've ever heard and some of the ones that everyone knows, like Take Me Out to the Ball Game or John Fogerty's Center Field or Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. They're all there.
This sounds like curating something like this sounds like the greatest job in the world. Do I have that right?
You do have that right. You know, it's my two biggest loves, aside from my family. But, you know, when I came up with the idea, I kind of hit myself in the head and said, duh, I didn't think of this earlier. This is such a natural. And at first, you know, the people on the curatorial staff were, oh, no. I said, trust me, this is going to work. And thanks to, you know, people coming on board, Barry Zito, for instance, the great pitcher, who volunteered and paid his way out to Santa Monica to cut the old Kenny Rogers classic baseball song called The Greatest. They did an amazing job with it. You get to see that and hear that in the show. And so people came out of the woodwork and said, look, I want to be a part of this. This sounds like fun. So there was really no problem in getting artifacts. And there was a lot of interest as to the whereabouts of the exhibit and its tour. So this is the second stop. I believe it goes to Grammy Museum, Mississippi next, and then it'll go to Chicago. It will go to New Jersey. It'll have a nice run. And the cool thing is that wherever we go, we slightly customize the exhibit. So when it goes to Chicago, there'll be lots of memorabilia, music and baseball related memorabilia related to the Cubs and White Sox, or when it goes to New Jersey, Mets and Yankees. In this case, coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma, we have a nice little section on the Tulsa Drillers. So that ought to be fun for locals.
Who Roy Clark, speaking of musicians, had an interest in owning.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Yeah, well, exactly. Hey, thank you so much. Congratulations on this exhibit. We look forward to seeing it. And thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for your interest. Appreciate it.
Bob Santelli is the executive director of the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles, and he's the lead curator for the new exhibit, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, at the Woody Guthrie Center in Tulsa. The center will open the collection for members on Saturday and to the public Sunday. You can learn more at woodyguthriecenter.org.